Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check pokes around in the office rental market. Business reporter Stuart Yurton joins us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So your headline for your story says treading water. And that I feel we've been doing that for a very long time.
Yeah, yes, we have. It's that's what the consultant said that we spoke to, Hawaii, mostly Honolulu, mostly Oahu, office market is treading water. Maybe it's dipping its head into the deep end a little bit, but so far it seems to be okay.
So give us a little, you know, snapshot of the people that work downtown.
Right. So a snapshot of the people who work downtown, as you would imagine, are professionals, financial services people, accountants, lawyers, architects, other professionals, maybe some engineers. And these are a lot of people who haven't been affected as much as, say, the retail industry and tourism.
Yeah, but still, these are a lot of leases, right? A lot of office rentals.
Yes, right. Yes, so there are a lot of office rentals. And the deal is, you know, a lot of people have been working from home because they can. So a lot of the offices are kind of empty or not being used as much, but they still have leases. So there are a number of factors that are contributing to the treading water instead of having something sink. And one is just the simple fact that maybe the leases are a little bit longer term. They're maybe 3 to 5 years and people can't get out of them right away.
So what's the vacancy rate?
Yeah, the vacancy rate is according to Colliers International. They do a study. They're kind of the people in this area here. They say it's 11.6% here. That's out of 14.1 million square feet of office space. So that might seem like a lot, a little bit more than 10%, but the increase really hasn't been all that great. The increase in vacancy, apparently the market in the last quarter or the third quarter of this year lost about 53,000 square feet. That led to an overall decline of about 144,000 square feet for the year, year to date. But again, that's out of 14 million square feet of space.
You know, and I think when we checked with Colliers several months back, I know they were saying that, you know, when it comes to landlords, you know, the local landlords and landowners were more willing to negotiate with their tenants on, you know, a break in lease rent.
Well, I mean, that can be one factor going into these. Again, we spoke to Mike Hamasu with Colliers. He's the person who's a local expert on these matters. And, you know, he said, again, from what they can tell, it's not as bad as it might be. It's not as bad, maybe according to looking at his report, as the decline after the during the Great Recession, because then, of course, you had a lot of financial services industry people who were just, you know, completely slammed, you know, mortgage brokers, that sort of thing. So it's not as bad as then it seems like. And again, we also spoke to CBRE, and part of their idea was that, well, it's just not as expensive per square foot office space compared to something like retail or restaurants. Plus, of course, remember these more white-collar jobs, they're still making money. I mean, they can still operate and bring in money. If people are working from home, it doesn't cost the business anymore. It's just the same cost. It's like a fixed cost for the office space. They're just not using it, but still generating revenue.
I guess I just still have visions of you know, hundreds of office workers trying to get into the building and using, you know, one bank of elevators.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. That's something to look into. I mean, the other thing is, though, as you just alluded to, social distancing, even if you don't have everybody working from the office or they're working a lot of people working from home, people have to stay spread out a lot more. So that also creates demand for space that kind of helps the market. keeps it treading water, I guess.
Yeah, well, we've had to adapt, and we'll see how much longer we have to keep, as you said, treading water. But thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was business reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. Find his story online at civilbeat.org.